This is Dave Bayless for Human Scale Business. I'm speaking with Krista Morgan. Krista is the co-founder of P2B Investor, which is also known as P2BI. So tell me, what does P2B Investor do?
P2B Investor is a marketplace lender that provides multi-million dollar lines of credit backed by receivables and inventory to growing companies that cannot access bank financing.
So is there anything special or different about your lines of credit versus maybe more familiar forms of factoring or bank lines?
Yes, there are two really unique things about our lines. Number one, we built a lot of technology to make the line management very simple. In a traditional receivables and inventory line, there's actually a lot of work on the borrower to keep invoices updated and answer all the lender questions. And we've automated that process on our platform. That's the first thing. And the second thing that's different is our lines are privately funded by individuals, and it's a crowdfunding model. So because of this syndication, because no single person owns the entire loan, we're able to be more flexible and do things that other lenders are not able to do.
Tell me more about that crowdfunded approach. How does that translate into the day-to-day relationship between the borrower and P2B investor? I mean, when there's a bump in the road, who does the borrower talk to?
The borrower speaks to P2BI. The nice thing is, unlike, Kickstarter's traditional crowdfunding platform where you have interaction with your crowd, at P2BI, it doesn't work that way. You know, as a business, you want a commercial line of credit. You want $1 million. You definitely don't want 150 people phoning you if something goes wrong. So the value proposition we provide is, we are the intermediary. You will deal with us. We do all the negotiations. If there's a problem, we work it out with you. And then we handle all of the investor relations. And truly, a borrower doesn't know what's going on with the funding. All they know is they have the money when they need the money. And we take responsibility for either syndicating, and loans are we're what's called a hybrid balance sheet marketplace lender. So there's always a portion of the loan that we are holding directly. So often when a client first comes on, we'll fund the entire loan ourselves while we wait to put it in the marketplace.
That's interesting. Why is it that you've decided to hold a piece of the loan yourselves?
A couple of reasons. One, just economics. So when we are funding loans, we're earning a good return on our money. So there's a profitability element to it. But I think more importantly, it's about having skin in the game. I think there's been a lot of controversy in our industry over the last couple of years on, does it make sense to have someone making loans who isn't actually ever going to own the loan? And does that create the wrong incentive structure? So we decided, and it's something our investors really like, that we would be a better lender if we had some skin in the game along with our crowd.
Interesting. Walk me through your underwriting process. What could a prospective borrower expect when they approach your firm?
Our underwriting process looks very similar to what you would experience at a commercial bank. We're going to look at 2 years of financials. We're going to do background checks, credit checks. We're going to look at tax returns. Our philosophy on underwriting is to get a holistic picture of the borrower, really make sure we understand their business, what they're trying to do, what their growth plans are, and then provide them with the capital that they're going to need. Because what we're seeing is most clients are staying with us at least 18 to 36 months, and we grow with them. We have clients today, who have $2 million out, who 2 years ago, started with us at maybe $250,000, and we've been there through their growth spurts. We really want to understand their business. So the underwriting process is a little more involved, but once we've done that, we're able to get capital deployed within 24 hours anytime there's a request.
And from start to finish, how long does it typically take to go through the underwriting process?
Most people, it takes about 10 days. And I'd say the range on that is anywhere from 5 days to 30, 45 days, depending on how organized the borrower is with their information.
Tell me a little bit about that. What kind of information should a prospective borrower have in hand and ready to present when they come to you?
We talk to a lot of borrowers about this. It's really making sure your general diligence documents are in order. You know, I think most companies want to have this done, whether you're raising equity, whether you're raising debt, whether you want someone to buy you one day, like having your tax returns, your articles of incorporation, your insurance documents, your financials, having all these things somewhere that is easily accessible makes a huge difference. It speeds up any financing process.
What is the general profile of the kind of company that is a really good fit with P2BI?
A typical customer for us has somewhere between $1 to $10 million in revenue. So they're in market and they are seeing the potential for growth. So they've, you know, deployed their product. We work with a lot of food companies. So take a food company that's deployed their product into Whole Foods, and they've been very successful in one region. And now Whole Foods is saying, okay, we want to put you in every Whole Foods across the country. That's the moment that we're usually seeing clients come in. They're like, I need access to $1 million of capital, and I am not yet profitable, and so I cannot get this capital from the banks. And our customers tend to be in two main verticals. We have consumer product, we have food companies, toy companies, home goods companies, pet food. And then we have professional services companies, so marketing agencies, staffing agencies, consulting firms, really anyone with a very regular payroll and irregular payers. That's the profile we look for.
Did you anticipate when you started the company that professional services would be a big part of your business?
That's a good question. You know, the most surprising thing about the company has been when I started, I thought we'd be doing smaller loans. So I actually thought that what the need was for companies that needed $50,000, $100,000 and wanted it to be easier. But actually, in the past couple of years, it is actually quite straightforward to get $50,000 online. And there are a lot of great lenders that do that better and faster than we do. But what we saw was that it was when a company started to need $1 million of non-bank financing that it gets a lot harder. The players are, it's a very fragmented market, and there's really no technology to speak of. So the most surprising thing is that like our average line of credit size is $1 million and not $50,000, which is what I thought it would be going into this.
And you said that the average duration of a relationship is up to about 3 years. Are these companies at that point establishing their capacity to get bank financing and they're getting refinanced by banks?
Correct. So we see ourselves as a transitional lender. You know, we're not the lender for when you're just getting started. There are great lenders that do that. You know, once most companies are starting to hit past 10, 12 million in revenue, they're usually profitable. They have a good track record. They can command bank rates and bank financing. But there's this middle bit, which I like to call no man's land. You know, you're growing, things are happening, but you don't have, even though you can see, you as the entrepreneur can see your business becoming really successful, there's this gap you've got to overcome. And we are really good at coming in and helping those companies access capital just with a lot less hassle. And then we fade into the background and let them grow their business. That's our goal.
Now, you didn't come from a finance background. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah.
So how did you find yourself co-founder of a fintech business?
You know, well, luckily I have a degree in economics, so, I have some familiarity. But truthfully, what happened was I founded this company with my father, which was a whole adventure in and of itself. But so he and I founded the company, and one day we were talking and he was telling me what factoring was, which is the practice of selling your invoices for cash today. And I had never heard of this, you know, concept of factoring. But as he talked about it, I said, huh, that's really interesting. I wonder if we could crowdfund this, because I did know about crowdfunding. I worked in digital marketing, so I very much, you know, was aware of sort of what was happening online and what people were doing. And then, we just put those two ideas together, and it was very serendipitous. You know, there was this moment where I just said, I wonder if you could put these two things together. And then I sat down and got on the internet for 3 hours doing research and came out and said, you know, no one's doing this. I think this is the thing. Like, we should make this happen. And that was it. It went fast from there. Like, within, I think, 8 months, we had gotten the company started, and I had to move. I was living overseas, so a lot of logistics to sort out to get the company started.
And what is it that you like the most about this particular business and your role?
I cannot tell you how wonderful it is to spend most of my day with entrepreneurs. Like, I had a call earlier today with a client who's doing some, you know, just really cool technology work, with hospitals around the country. And I get so much energy from listening to their stories, hearing where they are, and trying to figure out if we can help them. Like, it is just, that is the best job, especially for an entrepreneur. Like, there's just nothing better than spending your time with other great entrepreneurs.